I was born without 1/8 of my brain, and instead of a brain, there silently sat a cyst that no one knew was there. Until, in high school, it exploded and left me without the ability to eat without puking or walk without my right leg dragging behind. The brain surgery was botched, my head filled with spinal fluid, and the leg still dragged like a dead Siamese twin. In protest, I went holistic. Strangers' hands traveled up and down my spine for hours at a time. For pain relief, an Israeli Kabbalah master opened a wooden box 2,000 miles away. "Breathe," he told me over the speakerphone. "Imagine a glowing orb traveling up your spine." My head was wrapped in pillows filled with heated minerals. I meditated. Candles were lit. Colloidal silver was ingested. I wrote affirmation after affirmation. I will get better. I will get better. I will get better. And I did. I really did. And I was left with a story that people love to hear. 12 years later, my mom decided to treat her cancer with Reiki, meditation, heated beds filled with minerals, and affirmation journals. And the cancer grew bigger and bigger and bigger. After a doctor's appointment, we drove around to CVS after CVS, trying to fill a prescription for morphine. A 26-year-old red-eyed youngster frantically scratching his arms, begging pharmacists for Freud's drug of choice. "It'll be a while." "How long?" "Weeks," they'd say dismissively. Defeated, over and over, I return to the car. "Just breathe," I say to her. "Imagine a glowing sphere moving up your spine." "Fuck that," she said. "And find me some morphine." And then I was left with a story that nobody wants to hear.